Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Tonight's conversation is with Raymond W. Kelly, Commissioner of the Customs Service. And joining me is Craig Petrin, a consultant at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Commissioner Kelly, in our last segment, you talked about some of the things Customs Service does, and I think most people understand the movement of goods and services and people across the borders, but perhaps you could tell us the whole mission of Customs Service so we understand the magnitude of the things you take care of.
Right. Customs is charged, as the oldest law enforcement agency in America, with protecting our borders against contraband and collecting tariffs. Last year was a record year for us for seizures of drugs coming into the United States. At the same time, we collect about $20 billion a year, which is, again, we're the second largest contributor of government agencies to the federal coffers. We have about a little over 19,000 employees. We're located at 450 locations throughout the United States and in 26 countries overseas. We have in the U.S. 301 entry points, or points that we call ports of entry, and they range in size from very small ones on, say, the northern border, where people actually just walk across, to very large ones like the Port of Miami, Port of New York, or JFK Airport in New York, O'Hare Airport in Chicago. So we're challenged, no question about it. Trade has increased tremendously, and commodities coming into the United States have in essence doubled in the last 6 years, and are projected to increase by another 70% by the year 2005. So we're processing goods at record rates. Obviously, we're also very much concerned about drugs. We're concerned about money laundering. We're concerned about weapons of mass destruction. About 2,700 of our employees are investigators, very sophisticated investigators, conduct some of the most comprehensive and complex investigations of any agency. And again, my background in law enforcement for a long time, I'm very impressed with the quality of the work that our investigators do. Money laundering investigations, controlled deliveries of drugs, investigations as far as weapons of mass destruction or weapons being exported from the United States to other countries. So it's a broad agenda that we have. We have, for instance, 115 aircraft. We fly over the borders, and we also fly over source countries, drug source countries, Colombia, Bolivia, and Peru, obviously at the request of those countries. And we have host riders who ride along with us when we do that. So we have a broad agenda. I think I'm very impressed with the quality of people that Customs has. People are hardworking. They have a mission. They know what the mission is, and they're dedicated to achieving that mission.
With such a diverse group of things going on, how as a leader do you keep track of how well you're doing?
Well, that's a good question, and I think it's probably a question that everybody ask themselves when we're in positions of leadership. Obviously, there are numbers that you can look at our business. You can quantify certain things. We know that our seizures are up. We know how much money we're collecting as far as tariffs are concerned. But there are areas that you just, there are always going to be questions as to just how well we're doing. One of the things that we did, I mentioned before, that it's an area of concern for us is personal search. We put in comment cards for people that we've search have gone through our secondary search locations, and that's direct feedback. It's good stuff, and they've been very positive. I've been very impressed with the response of the Customs employees to some concerns that the people had say a year or so ago. We put these cards in place, and we've received over 5,000 of them. Again, these are people who've gone through our search process. They are 84% positive. There are some complaints in there, yes, but 84% is an extraordinarily high number of positive comments. So I think this is a credit to customs employees, and we hope to get it even higher. But that's one of the ways that that we get feedback as to how we're doing. Obviously, Congress is never reluctant to to give us feedback on how we're doing. Their constituents will send them letters. They'll send them to us. We correspond back and forth. We put in a customer satisfaction unit, as a matter of fact, to respond to complaints that people have with the customer service. We had decentralized that. Again, we're at 301 ports of entry. We wanted to bring that together so we knew what complaints were coming in, and we were able to determine if there was a problem and then respond quickly to people who had issues. And that's working well. So I'd say Congress, obviously the public, and our standard indicators are ways that we know how we're doing.
Commissioner Kelly, in my understanding that Customs underwent a major reorganization around 1995 and continues to evolve to address the expanding trade volume, passenger volumes, and other tasks that you're involved in. Can you tell us a little bit about your current organization, how you're structured, and what you're trying recently to address some of these changes you see in the environment?
Well, we have two major components of our organization. We call one the Office of Field Operations, which has about 12,000 employees, and they are the ones that are located, for the most part, at our ports of entry or points of entry. Those are the uniform inspectors that you see. They're the ones that you may come in contact with at the airport, at our land border crossings. We also have import specialists, people who are very well versed in the complexities of the tariff codes and tariff laws. There are about 15,000 different tariff codes that we have to interpret. We have, as I say, 2,700 investigators. We also have pilots, almost 400 pilots that fly our aircraft. We have an intelligence unit. They're located in our Office of Investigations, which totals about 4,000 employees. We have an Office of Strategic Trade that looks at more or less the big picture, you might say, and able to determine trends and helps us to adapt to changing circumstances. So those are kind of our major components. So that's pretty much how we're organized.
Great. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.